Lynyrd Skynyrd is one of the last standing pillars of American classic rock music. When the band performs at Ball State as part of Homecoming, it will bring with it a legacy that spans 5 decades and includes 14 albums and a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Guitarist Ricky Medlock was with the band briefly in the early 70s and rejoined for good in 1996. And despite decades of performing, Medlock says his touring days are anything but numbered.
I never think about, okay, one day I'm just going to, you know, put the guitars away and the amps away and I'm just going to call it a day. I don't think that's reality.
A tragic 1977 plane crash took the lives of several band members, including lead singer Ronnie Van Zant. And now, Lynyrd Skynyrd features only one original member. For most bands, this would mean losing the identity that once made them great, but not so for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
To us, it's all about the legacy and the music. Keeping the legacy alive and keeping the music going.
As for the state of rock and roll today, Medlock believes the genre has taken a hit.
Here it seems like rock music is at the first step of the ladder. It's at the bottom of the ladder, you know, trying to work its way top when it used to be the top of the ladder, you know.
And when it comes to country music, Medlock says country isn't so country anymore.
They should just call it what it is. It's pop music with a fiddle thrown in there.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is in the midst of performing in front of its fourth generation of fans, and Medlock wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I was born a musician and a player, and that's what I'm always going to do.
Chris Talley for IPR News.